The Aleutic Museum is in its second year of documenting ancestral sites on Afognak Native Corporation lands. While surveying one area, museum curator of archaeology Patrick Saltonstall says he noticed something on the shoreline at low tide. He says he identified it as a fish trap, which he calls a corral.
They're like stone walls in the intertidal zone. So when the tide came in, you know, all the fish waiting to go upstream would float in over the corrals or the trap. And then when the tide went out, they'd be stranded in the pens. And so then you could catch a whole lot of fish.
He says it can be challenging to determine whether a corral is natural or man-made, but he says he sees evidence of it being a fish trap.
I could tell that there were some boulders that they used that were there already, but almost all of it was bringing boulders in. And it's like a wall, like 5 feet across and maybe 2 feet high now, but probably much higher in the day.
Sonstall says this is the first time he's ever seen a corral like this one on the island, but they're common in Southeast, which he says could be because the people there use them more frequently.
But another thing is a lot of the places down there are more protected. They aren't as open to the ocean as Kodiak is. So maybe the lower energy, they tend to be preserved better.
He says they found what looks like petroglyphs nearby, speckled dots and incised lines carved into slate.
And what's the cool pattern is they all seem to be associated with these fishing localities. You know, you look at the typical petroglyphs, you know, with faces, whales, you know, drummer. They're associated more with whaling or with villages.
He says it's hard to determine the age of either the corral or the petroglyphs, but based on nearby archaeological sites, the carvings could be dated back to about 500 years ago. I'm Kayla Deroche.